don't see anything else.
Right. Other than, see, that's what I see. I see that in that one I just told you about. I don't know what that is.
And
10:27.
Hello, my name is Quay. The supervisor requested, how may I help you?
Hi. I'm trying to get to the bottom of something. We were trying to check a charge that we didn't recognize in our bank account. And the lady I talked to, she said that somehow I had signed up for a recurring membership and for access on a website, which I didn't realize. It was, I thought I was just paying a shipping charge for something that I can't even remember what it was, but apparently it was back in January. She found it. And she said, it looks like we've been getting a recurring charge every month for access to these two websites.
Okay, so I'd be happy to take a look at the account for you. May I have, I need
right.
to verify your full first and last name and also your shipping address.
Robert Morris, M-O-R-R-I-S, 333 Nags Way Court, Nags Head, North Carolina, 27959.
Okay, one moment.
Can you put your card in to get that paper that's shipping?
Okay, yes, sir. So an account is pulling up, and I do show here where you're right. On January the 5th, you paid $7.45 to receive our Wi-Fi booster. And now that Wi-Fi booster did state that it was a welcoming gift. And it was only a welcoming gift until the monthly membership program, where you would be charged $56.95 each month. But in return, you'll receive a $125 voucher that have been emailed out to the email that we got on file.
I never got anything.
Yeah, and you didn't agree to sign.
And so what it was if I didn't opt out, I had to opt out, or, you know, I automatically got this thing.
Yeah, it was in the terms and conditions that if you elect to still receive the Wi-Fi booster, because it was a gift. So if you elected to receive the Wi-Fi booster, and one, you can still call in, of course, any time, but if you elected to receive the Wi-Fi booster, that it was only a welcoming gift into your monthly discounted program, where you're charged to $56.95, but in return, you get emailed a $125 voucher.
You would never email.
Yeah, well, I never got. What was the email that it was sent to?
The email that we have on file is dabney1951@gmail.com.
Yeah. Okay. Well, I'll have. That's mine.
What was it?
It was a Gmail account.
dabney1951@gmail.com.
Yeah.
Also, I mean, I do show here, well, sir, honestly, you did make a, I'll show you where you filed a dispute on the charges.
I'm sorry, what's that?
I show here you filed a dispute on the charges because your account is in chargeback status. So the last representative shouldn't have even processed that refund because I show here they did refund 50%, but your account has been in chargeback status, sir. So you filed the dispute already on the charges.
Okay. So what difference does that make?
Because with you filing a dispute, and then also now that representative did do a 50% refund, it's like, yeah, your bank may have gave you a temporary credit, but they're definitely going to pull the credit back once they see, one, we did do a refund on it as well. Because once you file a dispute, because like you're getting two credits for one charge.
Okay, well, I'll call the bank and, straighten that out with them.
But, yeah, all we can do is just make sure that the account is canceled, but your account is in dispute process.
Okay, and that was the bank is disputing it.
Yes, sir. You filed the dispute with your bank, but that's the only way how it comes about. Yes, sir. So even with, especially with us, the representative refunding that 50%, your bank may have gave you a temporary credit, but it's because you can't get two credits on one charge.
Right. Okay. Well, I'll check with them tomorrow, and I'll get that straightened out. But in the meantime, what are my options for dealing with this?
So we're unable to touch the account once you have entered the dispute process. So whatever, at this point, whatever your bank does decide, whether they accept it or decline it, then that is solely up between you and your bank. Because honestly, the representative shouldn't have even touched the account because it is in dispute process.
Okay. Well, yeah. So why? I would think that would have showed up on her computer, though.
But, you know, everybody make errors. But I'm showing here now, it was filed today at 11:24 a.m.
Uh-huh.
So, yes, sir. So, only thing we can do, did you get the cancellation of that the account was canceled?
Okay.
Yeah, well, the account has been canceled. But, yeah, with you already filing the dispute, there's nothing more that we can do. Everything now is left up to between you and your bank.
Okay. Now, So you are the only ones who represent this company as far as any kind of payment discussion?
Yes, sir. Especially with you having a dispute filed, we're unable to even touch your account because you filed a dispute already.
Right.
And once your account has been blacklisted and has been chargeback status, we're not able to even touch the account.
Yeah.
Because honestly, with your bank saying that we did credit, that can jeopardize even a dispute because they're going to show we did credit it as well. You know that,
right,
yeah.
Right.
So you got two credits for one particular charge.
Well, there wasn't a full credit. Apparently, there are two different websites that have been billing us. One is this Gadget website, and the other one is some kind of discount, you know, try these products thing. There's two different things that it defaulted to, you know, and then signed me up for.
Yeah, which...
Okay, well, I'll just have to figure...
Yeah, so now the only thing you can do at this point is just keep in contact with your bank because you did file a dispute, sir.
All right.
Well, we didn't file. The bank closed.
Yeah, well, they also did. They said they were going to do that.
Okay. Well, then we'll also,
yeah. Okay.
Okay.
Well, thank you.
You're welcome. Thanks for calling customer support.
Okay. Bye.